In the future, we may all have quantum computers in our homes. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jiyoung Lee, professor of nanoscience engineering at SUNY Polytechnic Institute, examines how we might get there.
A branch of mathematics called topology is helping to revolutionize our understanding of materials. It may also lead to far-reaching applications, such as fault-tolerant quantum computers, that don't unintentionally cause errors. Topology is concerned with the geometric properties of any object that remains the same as it is smoothly deformed. For example, a coffee mug and donut share one thing in common, a hole. They're said to be topologically equivalent since one can smoothly transform to the other. We say a mathematical invariant makes these two objects identical, even though they do not look the same. In physics, we're using invariant properties to better understand the origin of certain phenomena. For example, the integer quantum Hall effect describes a material's electrical resistance in integer multiples of a resistance quantum. It's like measuring the number of cars a person owns, one or two, but we know it can't be one and a half because it doesn't make sense to own one and a half cars. Remarkably, the whole number we end up with is precisely defined to the ninth digit. This high certainty arises because the quantum Hall effect has a topological origin. Because topological systems lead to precise results, this understanding of materials may lead to revolutionary quantum computers that avoid errors. Quantum bits are qubits, the basic units of quantum computing that expand upon today's ones and zeros, are prone to errors. However, quantum computation based on particles called Majorana fermions, which have topological properties by acting as a pair, may eliminate errors or reduce them to insignificant levels. This is how our research group is developing scalable, fault-tolerant quantum computers, which someday may be as ubiquitous as classical computers are today.
That was Jiyoung Lee of SUNY Polytechnic Institute. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.